All right, so we're back for episode 15. Amazing. I can't believe we've already done 15 episodes already.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy to me. On episode 14, we explored how to build a B2B referral program that actually works. Not just vague share this link programs, but systems that turn loyal customers into your most effective salespeople. That conversation set the stage for this one, because referrals are just one powerful way to grow without spending big money. This episode, we're going to take it further and really understand what do you need to do when every dollar matters, but you still need the results. So this is what we'll be understanding in this episode.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, let's be honest, Chloe, you know, whether it's our own ad budget or our clients, everybody's budget is always tight as it can possibly be. So when we are spending budget, you know, we see any budget as our own budget, making sure that we get as much ROI out of that budget as humanly possible, irrespective of how big or small that budget is.
Yeah.
You know, but there's a big myth that larger businesses with bigger budgets equals kind of, you know, they get better marketing. And they probably do have better marketing opportunities because they've got the budget there to do that. But that doesn't always reflect on what's delivered with that budget.
Yeah.
And I think, when you go.
And your return on investment as well. Because even though you have this large budget, if it's not done strategically and not, you know, put into the places where you need it to be, you could just be wasting money for the sake of having it.
Yeah.
Compared to having a small budget where you're, you know, you're focused on where the money's going, how it's being used, and your return on investment.
That's right. And really, limited resources tend to force clarity and innovation. And, you know, what I've kind of found over the years working with the larger organisations is they seem to chase every shiny object that comes into, you know, and every trend that comes in. And at the minute, you know, AI is the biggest trend and how that's affecting SEO and things on LinkedIn. So every man and their dog seems to have turned into an AI expert overnight. And believe it or not, I mean, I actually do believe that a lot of companies, large and small, should be investing in AI to help with efficiencies and things in the business. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to push 100% of your budget into AI and hope that, you know, this new shiny object is going to yield the results that everyone's looking for.
Mm. Yeah, I've definitely seen that even in the short 5 years that I've been doing this. There's been a lot of people that I've seen that have just chase the next thing rather than focusing on the long term.
That's right. And the thing is, a lot of the larger companies, you know, they end up with a kind of bloated ad campaigns, overproduced content. And, you know yourself, even from like TikTok and that, what they're looking for is that realness, that engagement that feels real to the people that are actually watching it, so they can actually connect with them, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. They also seem to jump on like expensive software, and you'll find as well that when, and you've seen this yourself, you know, where you go into an organisation and marketing have got their own CRM, and you know, sales has got their own CRM. They're not unified. They're working in their own siloed departments. And it's just a complete waste of budget.
Yeah. And I've also seen that sometimes smaller teams with leaner budgets have that hidden advantage of agility. You know, you can move faster, test more creatively, and focus on what actually works rather than just spending money for the sake of it.
Yeah, so it's not about spending more. It's about spending smarter.
Yeah, definitely.
With the budget that you've got, you know.
Yeah. And there's lots of different ways, you know, that you could create a high impact with low cost. So you've got content repurposing, so you don't just start from scratch every time you're gonna post something. You can turn a single podcast into a blog post, quote graphics, audiograms, carousel posts, a newsletter, and you're multiplying output without multiplying effort.
That's right.
And that builds brand authority and consistency as well, without even spending, money on new creative every single week.
That's right. Obviously, a lot of smaller B2B organizations might not have that expertise in-house, depending on how obviously large, if they've got a team that specialise in this. So it's actually getting to that point where you can repurpose the content, which is always difficult to begin with. But once you're on that gravy train, if you like, of content production, repurposing is definitely a way to stay ahead. And the thing is, once you've got the content in place, you can start sharing it via email marketing as well, which is still one of the most cost-effective B2B tools. You can create lead magnets that addresses specific pain points, and you can use automated sequences to nurture leads with valuable insights from the content that you're creating. And that's just from one article, if you like, one blog post. And although the cost is low and it can be well done, it becomes a machine for engagement and conversion.
Then you've also got like LinkedIn strategies. So, build authority by posting consistently from both your brand and personal pages. And we can see that I wouldn't say I've been doing that much from my personal page, but from the brand page, we've been posting consistently on there, and you can start to see the followers increase. The more you share, because you become the leader in that field. And you can share behind the scenes insights, lessons learned, client stories, short videos, and combine that all with manual outreach. And then you're connecting with decision makers and starting that real conversation, not just a cold pitch. Because there's nothing that I know anybody on LinkedIn hates more than a cold pitch.
Well, it happens every day. I mean, you get
Especially
DM'd constantly.
when you get the hi first name. It's like, oh.
I've heard that a few times just recently as well.
Yeah. I had
But
that, yeah.
yeah, but I mean, LinkedIn, especially for B2B organizations, they should be on LinkedIn. You need to be there. You don't have, if you're not posting content, at least get involved with other people's content, other people's posts. Start to get yourself seen there. Start to engage with posts and other people. Just start building real relationships. It's a high impact thing. You'll certainly get more from the likes of LinkedIn because that's what people use it for than what you would see on Facebook, as for instance, which can sometimes be a complete. But it's not a complete waste of time. I mean, we do get visits, but there's not, in terms of engagement, there's not really much there. And I mean, that then takes us on to like another high impact strategy, which would be strategic partnerships, which is you can find other businesses that serve the same audience but aren't direct competitors, and you can co-host a webinar, you can write some guest posts, you can create like a bundled offer so that both of these are creating an offer together. And you tap into their trust and reach without spending on ads. So if they've got a larger audience, I mean that's a fantastic opportunity right there,
You've also got customer advocacy. So, if you're providing a really high-end, great customer experience, then your happy clients are going to be your best marketers. You ask for those testimonials, create case studies from, the work you've done for them, or even get them to create user-generated content. Feature them in email newsletters or your website, and that will help you build credibility, and it costs next to nothing. And I think, seeing other people's experiences with you, your business, and they're positive, that makes that person more inclined because they also want that positive experience.
That's right. And a fantastic strategy here is to actually catch up with your customers, tell them you're going to be doing a post and get them to comment on that post. Tell us about your experience on that post, especially if you're posting something specifically like a testimonial from a particular client, then they can jump on and reiterate what they've said previously and just tell people why. And if you can get them on video, even better.
Yeah. Now we mentioned earlier that some businesses are paying, crazy money for different softwares and that. So we've got a little section for tools and tech for, teams where you've got that lean budget. So there's an affordable CRM and automation. You can use tools like HubSpot Starter, Zoho CRM, or MailerLite to automate leads follow-up and track engagement. Now I use Zoho Invoices for my modeling stuff, which is free. Super simple to use, easy if you're just starting and you don't have the budget to be investing in, these maybe like what QuickBooks or you can't afford that monthly subscription. Start off with the free ones that you can get or the cheaper ones. You don't need a Salesforce level complexity so early on. And you can combine email, lead scoring, and segmentation for a fraction of the cost.
That's right. You've also got applications such as Motic, for instance, which is a marketing automation platform that has combined email, lead scoring, and segmentation in it. Now, I'd like to say that the application is an open source application, so it's free, but you still need to get it installed, upgraded, and managed, and things like that. So there is still going to be a kind of cost involved there. Other things as well, you've got content creation tools like Canva for graphics, you've got Notion and Trello for planning, you've got CapCut and Descript for video editing. And these tools level the playing field for, like, especially smaller teams producing pro quality content, because that's always the hard thing sometimes. I mean, I've been there myself. That's why I tend to let designers and things like that deal with the things themselves now, because I want to make sure that we're pumping out some good quality content.
Yeah, and then for scheduling and analytics, you can use Buffer, Ladder, or Metricool to schedule and evaluate your social posts. There are low-cost platforms that help you stay consistent and learn what's working. So they have simple dashboards, but it does help you make things and get things done faster.
That's right.
So there are low-cost things that you can start off. At the start, or if budget is tight, you don't always need to have the most expensive software out there, but the software does need to be good, does need to be protected, and you do still need to do your research. Because as we've mentioned earlier, for like say website, if you're using WordPress, that's available to anybody and does have quite a lot of hackers on there, which we've seen from some clients who've moved over.
And I would just like to say, though, Chloe, just as a reminder to the listeners, that we're actually building our own application, which is what our website is built on. And basically, what the plan there was, to build an application where you just have one login. And when you log in, you've got your CRM, you've got your sales tool, you've got your website, you've got integrated AI, you've got your email marketing automation. You can create your brand strategies with your brand voice, brand position, and everything taken into the account. We've got other integrations that we've got coming, which include things like HubSpot and Google Analytics, Google Search Console, Google Business Profile Management. So that's all managed from admin. And we've got a lot more integrations coming. And the whole point of us developing that was because as our own business was growing, we started to harness the a lot of these different productivity tools and tools that you need, like CRMs and things like that. The cost of these things was just going crazy. It was just getting out of hand, So being a software engineer, I thought, you know what, let's just build our own, make it our own, and make it work better than some of these ones where you're kind of limited by what they provide for you. So when you've got complete control over the application and every single line of code and the cloud infrastructure that it sits on, life is much easier for us. So we'll be launching that as a software as a service just shortly. So if you're listening in and you're interested, let's catch up on LinkedIn and keep in touch.
Now, when you also have lean budgets, you also need to be strategic on where your time is allocated, so you need to spend time where it counts. Now, if you don't have large budgets, stop trying to be everywhere. You need to be where your customers are. So you need to start by identifying where your buyers spend most of the time and show up there consistently. Once you start bringing in more clients and your revenue's increasing, then you can start at looking at even getting specialists in. So an Instagram or Meta specialist, a TikTok specialist, they can work cohesively to get content out and then you can be everywhere.
Right.
I'd apply the 80-20 rule. So figure out which 20% of your marketing is driving 80% of the results and double down on what's working and then cut or just pause the rest for now and wait till you have those specialists in. And then also you need to be measuring what matters. Are you booking more discovery calls? Are you increasing your reply rate? Are you, with your marketing, are you increasing leads and they're not converting? Why are they not converting? You need to understand that and stop getting distracted by vanity metrics.
That's exactly right. I tell you, this is another reason why our application that we're building will have role-specific dashboards, so that when you're dealing with SEO, you've got the SEO dashboard and you can get an overview of exactly what's happening in the SEO landscape. When you're working in social media, you've got the social media dashboard, and that will actually be able to tell you when you're talking about this 80-20% rule, what's driving most of the revenue or most of the visits and most of the engagement and things like that. And in fact, we've got to take that a lot further and provide things like a CMO dashboard and a CEO dashboard, things so that it actually provides the right information to that particular role within that business. And it might be the case that the CEO will want to see all of that, and that's fine and dandy, but this is another reason why, in terms of the time allocation and where you're spending your time, especially from a small team, that these it's good to have these dashboards in place so you can get immediate, instant updates of what's happening now.
So we have some real world examples as well. There's a SaaS company that bootstrapped their personal LinkedIn to grow their brand, posting value-led content daily and using comments to drive traffic to a free trial. There was no ads, just time that was invested in consistency. You also have a service-based business. So there was a boutique B2B consultancy built a lead pipeline using weekly thought leadership emails and networking partnerships. They managed to close high-ticket deals without any ad spend. And then there's also a video personalization campaign. So one small business created custom videos, pitches using Loom. To reach out to target accounts. This one-to-one approach yielded five times more replies than just a generic cold outreach.
And the thing is, we've done that for clients previously, where you're doing like a kind of mini ABM campaign, where they're creating a video and you're sending a video to them, or you're sending an image to the person in their DMs with a link to watch the video. And what happens is, because they've actually taken the time to do a video specifically for you, and it's got your name and things on it, and I'm sure AI's kind of automating this kind of thing now as well. But it just makes it more personalized for people. It just makes it look like you've taken the time and you value their time as well,
So I have some actionable takeaways for you guys today. I want you to go and audit your spend and strategy. What can you stop doing and where can you reinvest that money elsewhere? I want you to choose one to two high return on investment, low cost strategies. For example, LinkedIn content and email marketing. Go deep inside of broad. Track one key KPI. So focus on the pipeline growth, demo bookings or MQLs, not the likes and impressions. While the likes and impressions are great because it gives you that ego boost and self-validation, it's not making you money. And remember, creativity beats capital when you're consistent. Awesome. Do you have anything else for to say today?
No, just probably that if the listeners do take action on the actionable takeaways, if they can get do whatever they're going to do, and then get back to us, just drop us a DM, drop us a comment somewhere with what you're doing and what the results were. That would be fantastic. It'd be really good to know how people are learning from us.
Yeah. In episode 16, we'll be exploring why silence isn't neutral and how B2B brands can and should speak up in moments that matter to build trust, relevance, and lasting impact. All right.
Awesome.
Awesome, guys. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.